Unbelievable, doggies. Unbelievable.
This is Diane. She's the seventh foster parent I've lived with.
Yeah, Diane. All you bought is waffles.
What, you don't eat waffles?
The first second I met her, I don't know what it was, but I was comfortable. I told her I was into skateboarding, and she tried to encourage me to start a skate park in my neighborhood. Diane said this was my home now. Half me wouldn't believe her, but the other half knew it wasn't going to last forever. Nothing does in foster care. Diane has a biological son who's 2 months older than me. His name is Christian. He has his own car. Diane bought it for him, but he bugs out on her most of the time.
And let me tell you something else. If Christian ends up not going with you to Sweet 16, you're going with me.
He has his own room. I sleep in a triple bunk with plastic sheets.
The thing is, God forbid he doesn't come with me at the end. I gotta pay for the meal anyway, so you're gonna come with me and have a nice, beautiful meal in the Hilton.
Christian can do whatever he wants and still be guaranteed to live here. I could get kicked out any day. When I was little, I didn't have the most perfect family. My mom was addicted to pills. My dad tried to keep stuff together, but when I was 13, he left. About a week later, my mom overdosed and ended up in the psych ward. After that, my sister and I were alone in the house for 3 months. We both stopped going to school. We just partied and tried not to think about it. Then one day, I woke up to pounding on the door. The sheriff came to evict us. I've been in foster care ever since. At first, I just felt lost. My friends kept saying, "Yo, you're changing. You act like you're depressed." I used to bug out and say, "Nah."
They just keep them out. Aren't they illegal?
If you're in foster care, the only people you could trust are other foster kids, because they know how it is.
Whenever your parents, you feel loved. Whenever your foster parents, you just feel like you're just there.
Every time I move into a new place, I'm quiet and everything's fine. But then I start being myself, and they realize I'm not what they wanted. It gets me mad, and then I really make sure I'm not what they wanted. So by the time I get kicked out, there's no connection. For a while, it was working out at Diane's. But then she started complaining that I didn't follow all of her standards.
And you know how I am about school. Number one, with me, right?
Every Friday at 6:30, the call will come in. This is Tottenville High School with an important message for your son, Michael Jacobson. Diane would look right at me and play it. It would list all the days I was absent and then say, "To repeat, hit the pound sign." And of course she would hit it. I guess Diane was kind of right. I should have been going to school. But when you're living the foster care lifestyle, you're only thinking about that day. You don't think about the future because you don't know what's going to happen. Your social workers are supposed to help, but they never really stay around for long. That's my new social worker, Matt, coming in for a home visit.
Because now you're another new caseworker because Michael has gone through six or seven caseworkers, and every time he gets to know one, they're gone,
right,
and someone else is there to take their place. And I mean,
I'm going to try to stick around. That's my goal.
That's what they all say.
What's going on? What are you doing just day to day? Keep yourself occupied.
Nothing really.
Nothing?
Yeah, just chilling out.
Dude, you got to do something.
Yes, I agree with you 100%.
Hello?
Kevin lives with me at Diane's now.
Who's this, Kevin?
Yeah.
He sleeps in the middle bunk.
Kevin, please lock the door.
That's Diane.
I will.
Oh, thank you so much. You're a dog.
You're welcome.
All right. See you later.
All right.
Stop. Lucky, come here. Lucky.
Stop, Kevin. Why are we laughing for?
Because Lucky's mad ugly.
I made it for a whole year at Diane's. It's the longest I lived in any foster home. Then she put in something called a 10-day notice.
What we're having today is called a family team conference.
A 10-day notice means that a foster parent wants to kick you out in 10 days. We had to go to the agency for a meeting about it.
Diane Nassaro, foster mother.
Mike, foster son, I guess you could say.
I thought I was about to meet a new foster parent.
Not going.
But instead, we just talked about all the problems Diane has with me.
Are we interested in preserving the placement, or is this...
I'll let Mike go first.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you're interested in staying where you are with Ms. Asaro, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that helps, because sometimes...
Diane decided to let me stay, and I was doing fine for a while.
It's like 8:30 right now. Getting ready to leave.
But pretty soon, I went back to how I used to be.
Man, it's hard. I didn't really get enough sleep. Only like 4 hours of sleep. Went to sleep at like 4.
Diane's been mad quiet lately, so I know something's not right. I'm calling Matt to see what's going on.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you? We called. Diane mentioned that she called you.
Right.
Yeah, but what was that all about? Because she's not telling me, like, what's going on. Like, she tried to kick me out before, like, so if she's trying to kick me out, like, I just want to know, like, what my options would be. That's all. That's what I'm asking.
Right, now you're fine.
Yeah.
Right, just ask Diane, seriously.
Yeah.
Then just go from there.
All right, thanks.
But I didn't ask her. I started avoiding her. I just stopped coming home, so by the time she kicked me out, there'd be no connection. A few weeks later, I finally went back to Diane's at 6 in the morning. I got woken up by Danielle, another social worker from the agency.
Once again, just moving to another house, God knows.
Danielle told me to put my stuff together in a garbage bag. We had to go.
It was coming. You knew it was coming. However, I will say that it wasn't communicated to the best of our ability down to you. Inevitably, if the foster parent wishes for the child to be removed, then the child is removed.
You would think we got a bag. Nah, we use a garbage bag.
Now, you see, when you left, I cried, right? Right?
I don't know yet.
You don't know? I didn't stand in the doorway when you first... And I was crying?
Yeah.
And I said, Michael, right? I'm getting choked up now just even talking about it.
I know that Diane is upset, but she's the one who had the choice to keep me or kick me out. It wasn't my choice to leave.
Why'd you ask for me to leave?
I had asked for you to leave because you know how I believe in school. You know that I didn't want you to leave school, right?
Diane makes it sound like I was doing great, and then I just gave it all up. But I was never the person she wanted me to be in the first place.
What else? You don't want to walk the dogs once a day, right or wrong?
No, you're right.
Okay, see?
That's why nobody wants teenagers in foster care. They grew up already. You can't grow them up to what you want them to be.
Towards the end, if I can't get through to you, maybe somebody else can. You know it's never easy.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing. I'm just, you know,
you know it's not easy.
I'm a very jolly kid.
I let myself get too comfortable at Diane's. It was like, that's my house.
Kind of dead in here.
And now this new place I'm in, it's nice and everything, but I don't want to make that mistake again and say it is.
Get ready to go out.
For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Michael Jacobson.